You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
Hey, Jody.
Oh, hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
What's going on?
Well, I have a 2-year-old cat, which has pretty much had the house to herself with everything. She's an indoor cat. And we just recently got 2 kittens. And now she has not gone, doesn't use her litter box. And she chews the hair on the back of her neck, well, until it bleeds. It's really kind of raw, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should give up the kittens or if there's something else I could try.
How long have the kittens been in the home?
Let's see. They have been here at least 2 months.
2 months? Okay.
Yeah.
And then how do they relate? Do they interact at all with her?
One of them doesn't, and the other one actually goes and plays a little bit with her, you know, kind of chases her around and stuff like that. And there's plenty of toys, and there's a cat tree. And
okay. And you said she's chewing her fur out, and she's not using the box. Is that correct?
Yes. She used to use the litter box before, and she wasn't, you know, she was fine before. And now, all of a sudden, now she doesn't want to use her litter box.
And is that for both peeing and the pooping jobs, or one or the other?
Yeah.
For both.
Both.
Okay. And then tell me about when you got these kittens, did you just kind of have them in the same home? Were they separated at all?
No, they were the same. They were cousins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many litter boxes we got in this house?
3.
3 litter boxes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as far as in anything else with your kitty cat that I need to know about, any other health problems along the way, anything else skin-related before your other kittens came into the home?
Well, you know, whenever there's something stresses her out, she does tend to pull her fur out. And so so we changed the cat food because they said she's allergic to corn. So I changed it, and she seemed to be fine. And she got over that problem.
And now it's worse now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's kind of what I was suspecting as you describe it. So there are some cats that can have a psychogenic alopecia. Basically, they overgroom themselves out of their own anxiety. That's not generally a case where food controls it. So that's where there's probably some degree of either food allergy or other types of allergies for your kitty that we can medically control. So I'd want to make sure that you get that tackled and maybe get her checked out with a vet to make sure we're on the right road physically with her health. Psychologically, if we add new kittens or new cats to the home, the best way to do that is to gradually introduce a new cat or cats into the home. So if I could rewind your situation, my recommendations at the get-go would have been to keep your kitty to have free run of her house and then add these kittens into a separate room where they can kind of start to get used to the smell of your cat under the door, in kind of just getting used to the sights, the sounds, without really having a lot of physical stress, physical altercations, or have to compete for resources like the litter box, the food, or for your affection. That would be ideal. And you can still do that. We can take a step back, separate the kittens, give her the space that she needs to kind of reset and to calm herself. And I'd do that for at least a week, really to kind of let her reset. And in that time, we want to kind of return to what we could do to motivate her to like these cats in the presence of the cats. So I'd add in a scent hormone, a pheromone, like a feel-away. Add that in by a diffuser in the home. I would make sure we start feeding the cats on a certain time schedule. And we want to feed them on opposing sides of the separation. So if it's a door or if it's a screen door, what have you, we want the food not to always be available, but to be available only when she is around these other cats. And that is her reward for just tolerating the mere presence of those kittens. It's really kind of the way to look at it. And we want to make sure that she learns that all good things happen when these kittens are around. And that kind of works psychologically to make her feel more comfort, less anxiety with the presence of these babies. And then we work up to kind of gradually working them back into the environment, into the home. And then sometimes even for kittens, if these guys are little and we've got an adult in the home, I will put a collar and bell on the kittens because that kind of gives the adult cat a little fair warning that the little whippersnappers are coming around, and then she can retreat, she can go elsewhere, and if she doesn't feel like intervening and physically meeting up with the kitten, then she can do her own thing and kind of retreat, if you will. But I think those are some of the things. And then environmentally, you mentioned 3 litter pans. I love that. I want to make sure those litter pans are spread across the house, that we don't have covers on them.
Yeah.
Different.
So one in one room and one in another. And
exactly. Yeah. Right. So if you put all 3 litter pans in one room, it can be a territorial thing. So if it's more trouble to walk down this hallway that I'm going to get ambushed by this kitten, I may not want to go to that litter pan. So we want to make sure they're strategically in different areas. So if you have a 2-story home, you want to have some upstairs and downstairs. You can't really take that away from them. They got to have that outlet.
Okay.
And then make sure that the litter pans are uncovered. Make sure that, we've got plenty of perching sites. So you have a cat tree. I'd also look for other ways that we can give her some special places to get away, whether they're little cat hammocks for the windows, or another tree, or heck, some nice big boxes that you can let her kind of climb and get into. Those are good for physical and mental security. It kind of gives them a place to hide. So,
place outside, like making an outdoor place where she can't actually get outside, but it's outside.
That can be great environmentally as well, so she can have something else to focus on. Now, it could be a position where that might be a little sensory overload, especially if you have other kitties outdoors in the area. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then it might be fun for her to watch the birds, to have things to watch. But if you have a lot of stray cats or cats in the neighborhood, that could actually amp up her anxiety more.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hopefully that can help. And, if she is a excessive groomer and she has a certain degree of anxiety, there are some of these kitties that I do put on behavior medications, and it can really help them cope. But by itself, medication will fail. So you really have to do these other physical and environmental changes as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, hope that's of some help for you.
We appreciate your call. Good luck with those little fur balls.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.